Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out! Number two!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
By the way, we're still enjoying this Angelicious popcorn. Bob Treska and all the folks at Angelicious popcorn brought over a whole bunch of popcorn for our first day, which they always are so kind to us, and to Bob and his entire staff. Thank you so much. By the way, you want to reach out to him? It's 702-454-CORN. Yeah, 702-454-2676. No, it's great stuff. You can get it like in any flavor. I just absolutely love it. Thank you, though, Bob and all the folks at Angelicious Popcorn. They did a really nice gift bag. I love it. Kevin Wall with you back on AM 670 KMZQ. And joining us now, a guy that has worked so hard for so long, he and his wife Melissa and his entire family. And tomorrow it all comes to a screeching halt because it's election day, primary election day. Sam Peters, my friend, is running for Congress in CD4, and he joins us. Sam, I'm so glad we could have you on our first day on our new station. Thank you so much for being a part of it. I know you're really busy.
Of course. I wouldn't miss it, Kevin, and congrats on your new digs. I hope you're enjoying it.
It's wonderful. We're right here across from the Mandalay Bay, and it's just beautiful. I mean, I have always wanted to say the words broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, and today I can start doing that.
My man, you came home. Good for you. Congratulations. Thanks for having me on.
I've got to ask you, I've seen you working like a dog for so long. I mean, you have traversed CD4, which is a huge, huge district. Explain where CD4 is, what some of the boundaries are.
Yeah, sure. So it's everything north of Summerlin Parkway on the west side of the city. It traverses a little bit towards the north side of downtown, and then it goes back up around Lake Mead Boulevard all the way over to Sunrise Mountain, and then it goes north all the way through White Pine County, across sweeping to the west, Nye County, and it includes Esmeralda Mineral and half of Lyon County, about an hour short of Carson City.
You've made speeches. You've worked phone banks. You've driven the length and breadth of CD4. Mm-hmm. We're now down to the final day tomorrow. Yeah. What's left to do?
Well, so I'll tell you what. The phone banks are still cooking. I just strapped on my walking shoes to go walk some more neighborhoods. We're not done. We've got about 27 more hours left to go, or 26 hours left to go before the polls close, and we're not taking any vote for granted. And I just want to clean up one thing you said earlier. It doesn't come to a screeching halt tomorrow night. We start over with five more months of polling or campaigning as soon as we win this campaign. So we are fired up. We are on it. We're not taking, like I said, any vote for granted. And we've got a bunch more time to collect a bunch more.
I want to ask you about the mail-in ballot, and everybody's debating, you know, is it going to help the Democrats, going to help the Republicans? Well, this is a primary election, so everybody's mm-hmm. running against their own people. What is your sense of this mail-in ballot, and is it going to help Democrats ultimately, and is it something we should look forward to in the general election in November?
We should not look forward to it in the general election in November. We're going to fight and do everything we can to make sure it doesn't happen. In fact, I think it's going to be a detriment to the Democrats ultimately that they've pushed for this. And it has really upset a lot of people, to include some of the Democrat base. We've talked to a lot of people who want to vote traditionally. They want to go to the polls. They want to exercise their civic duty and their constitutional right by casting a ballot in person. And I think we're going to head that way come November. I know we're certainly going to fight for it.
I got to ask you, because there are people I know of. I just voted this morning. I just put it in the mail this morning, so I'm good. I'm cool. But what about the people that have not voted? It's been sitting on your kitchen table, your dining room table, and you got this ballot and you want to fill it out. But what do you do? Is it enough to just say, I'll just throw it in the mailbox out in front of my house and pray that it gets postmarked?
Well, it's not one of those things that I suggest, and that those are the people that we're targeting right now, walking neighborhoods, making phone calls, sending text messages, all of those things that we're trying to do right now. We're looking for those folks who haven't cast that ballot yet and trying to convince them to go to the polls to do it. Tomorrow, the polls are open from 7 a.m. till 7 p.m. There is a laundry list of locations, and if you go to my website at sampetersforcongress.com, sampeters4congress.com, in the upper right-hand corner, there's a button that says Voter Info, and in that Voter Info button, there's all seven counties which I would represent, and within those counties, there's a link to the information where to drop off your ballot, and that's what I recommend. It has to be postmarked by tomorrow. If it's dropped off at the election facilities, you take out one of not to say anything bad about the United States Postal Service. But you just take out one of those pieces of opportunity of loss and get it right in the hands of the election officials.
And God forbid, what if somebody did not get a ballot in the mail?
If they didn't get a ballot in the mail. So here in Clark County, there's three locations tomorrow. My location in CD4 is at 965 Trade Drive. If you didn't get a ballot, you can go there, explain to them, take some identification with your address, and they'll look you up as a registered voter, and they'll give you the appropriate ballot. If you're a Democrat and you want to vote for Sam Peters and become a Republican, you can actually do that tomorrow as well. Same day voting, same day registration. You can do all of that tomorrow, but you have to do it at 965 Trade Drive.
Tell me what the issues. You say you're going to be walking here in just a little bit as soon as you're done with me. Tell me what people are telling you when they do open their door. And I know during the COVID-19 stuff, a lot of people were afraid to open their door to anybody, even a clean-cut, good-looking guy like yourself. But what are the issues you're hearing from these people?
It's a lot of the same. You know, they're seeing what's going on in Washington. They're seeing the shutdown for Nevada, the highest unemployment across the country. I think 28% was the last look. It's gone down. Of course, the jobs report came out, and that number might have come down. But it's getting Nevada back to work. It's getting our economy back up and running the way it was. 10 weeks ago, we had the best economy we've ever had, ever. And now we're in this position where we've been forced shut down for so long. Things are tight. They haven't been able to get unemployment as they should have been able to. So they want the economy back up and running. They want to get back to work. They want to start feeding their families again, first and foremost. After that, immigration, everybody realizes that the problems that we had prior to COVID-19, those problems didn't go away. We still have a problem with immigration. We still have a problem with a federal deficit and a budget that hasn't been passed in 20-something years. All of these different things that are out there. They want their Second Amendment rights protected. In February, in the middle of, or March, in the middle of the beginning of this COVID-19 scenario, the Democrats put forward a bill to create a gun registry nationally. These things are troubling for gun owners and citizens in the United States, and certainly in Nevada. So those are things we're talking about.
I want to ask you about, we thought it could not get any worse than the COVID-19 virus. Our entire economy was shut down. And we thought, it can't get any worse. And then 2 weeks ago, we learned of the death of, an innocent guy who is killed by a cop. I want you to let people know about your background, your background in the military, and talk a little bit about what you thought of the policing that came down in Minnesota.
Yeah, absolutely. So I spent 20 years in the military, as you know, Kevin. My first 10 years was a law enforcement canine handler. I have extensive training in use of force, all the way from, talking and escalating vocal commands to use of deadly force and firearms and whatnot. And what happened with Mr. George Floyd was absolutely tragic, absolutely inappropriate, an absolute misuse of or an excessive use of force by that officer. And the justice system is gonna deal with him appropriately. You know, like I said, 20 years in the military, having seen that on video and watching 8.5 minutes of that officer literally choking George Floyd is absolute atrocity. Now, and the justice system will prevail on this one, and George Floyd will get justice. I'm sure of it. I remind folks all the time, the looting and the rioting and all of those things, that is not the answer. We've called for calm, not only obviously in Las Vegas, but across the country. There's a process to enforce change or to get change happening in our government. And, you know, tomorrow's the perfect example of that.
We're going to talk more about this. Because the liberals now don't just want to dismantle the police department; they want to defund the right. police department. We'll talk about that with Sam Peters. He's running for Congress in CD4. Broadcasting live from the world famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Kevin Wall. You're listening to AM 670 KMZQ.
That's an assumption that it's going to be safe, that it's going to be effective, and that we're going to be able to do it quickly. I think each of those are not only feasible, but maybe likely.
AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio. Done right.
What did I tell you? I told you we'd all get through the darkest hours of the COVID-19 pandemic together. And we did. We survived. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Throughout the governor's stay-at-home orders, Francois and all my friends at Ichabod's Lounge on East Flamingo at Pecos stayed open 24/7 to serve up the same amazing food that Vegas residents have come to expect the past 30 years. But now Governor Sisolak says it's okay to get out of the house, to reconnect with old friends, to have fun. Best place to do that is at Ichabod's Lounge. They've completed extensive remodeling that will allow you to play on one of 15 machines while adhering to social distancing and mandated cleanliness. So at Ichabod's Lounge, you can still have fun and still stay safe. Ichabod's Lounge is back, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24/7, vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge, and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos. Have fun at Ichabod's Lounge.
There is good news. We will recover. We will thrive if we act now. I'm Sam Peters, and I'm running to be your congressman in Nevada's District 4. I'm not a professional politician. I'm a 20-year military veteran and a successful business owner. I know how to balance a budget, secure a border, and help President Trump revive our economy. Nevada, we need a congressman who will work for you. I can help. Join SamPetersForCongress.com. Remember, Sam Peters, the number 4, Congress.com. I approve this message.
Paid for by the committee to elect Sam Peters.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Are you in need of a health care program? Well, you're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with memberships starting as early as the following month. And there are no contracts or commitments. Programs start as low as $199 per month, and there's no network. So you can choose your own doctors and hospitals. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry, not insurance. So your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing that you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall.
The Vegas heat is here, and Meineke has hot deals for you. Come in right now and get a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95 and a free AC inspection. That's right, only $17.95 for a synthetic blend oil change and a free AC check. Make sure to visit your local Meineke Care Center today.
Las Vegas Rock.
Hear about the must-sees, the wanna-eats, and go behind the scene. Insider Ron Garrett keeps the Vegas vibe alive every Saturday afternoon at 5.
Las Vegas Rock
on AM 670 KMZQ.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
On across the Las Vegas Valley, my name is Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on this premiere edition of the Kevin Wall Radio Experience. This is really fun because we got Sam Peters on. Sam is a candidate for Congress in CD4. And Sam, again, with your military background and background in law enforcement, you've heard all of the libs talking about wanting to try and shut down the police, to defund the police. How do we defund the police? What happens when you need the police and they're not there?
You do it exactly how President Trump said we do it today. Not at all. It just doesn't happen. You don't defund the police. I mean, listen, you know, all of the while the liberal Democrats are saying, hey, let's defund the police. Let's you know, get rid of them. They can't act right, so let's get rid of all of them. At the same time they're doing that, they're trying to take away your right to bear arms and take away your firearms, which leaves us where? You don't have police to call when something bad's happening. You don't have the rights anymore to protect yourself or your family. Where does that leave you? It just doesn't happen, Kevin. It's nonsense from the start. I saw a map earlier today. There was something like 10 or 12 states that are talking about it in some way or form, and it's absurd. You don't defund the police. You know, there's a few bad apples in every organization that exists. Not just law enforcement, but companies, civic organizations. There's somebody usually that doesn't fit in that organization. The same's true with police organizations. You weed out the bad apples and you move on. You do the best you can. You create new training methodologies. You create new training platforms, and you get better. You get better at what you do. And I'm not justifying at all what that officer did, because again, it was absolutely horrific. And George Floyd should be with us here today. So you don't defund the police. The police are a mainstay of protecting Americans, and they're not going anywhere.
I want to ask you, because you are a very, very good judge of character, and you're from your business, you deal with the public all the time. And I want to ask you, though, the charge that there is systemic racism within our cop shops all across the country, and you've seen the protests and all of that. Is that true? I mean, is there systemic racism in our police forces?
I don't think there is. I think it's there's bad apples, and again, it's in all sections of society. There's occasional bad apple, and it sheds a poor light on the overall, organizations that they're associated with. But the organizations themselves are, and again, I've been in numbers of different police organizations. I've worked with as a federal law enforcement officer in the Air Force. I've worked with dozens of federal law enforcement agencies, dozens of local and county law enforcement agencies. Systemic racism is just not there. Are there bad occasional bad people? Of course. And like I said, you weed them out, you get them out of that organization, and you do better and you get better. So in society on whole, I don't think there is systemic racism. Does racism exist? Of course it does. Should we make strides to get rid of it completely? Of course we should. We should have those conversations. But America is an incredible melting pot of every type of person on the planet. Really speaking, Americans that I encounter, and I encounter from all different races, all different countries, all different creeds, people are generally good.
Again, Sam Peters joining us, candidate for Congress in CD4. And I've got to ask you, because people come up to me and say, how did he do this? How did he get Ted Nugent to endorse him and do those radio commercials? What's the connection, and how did you guys hook up?
Ted Nugent's an amazing person, by the way.
No kidding.
We've had a couple of conversations on the phone, and he vetted me, make sure I was the right guy. And just as you hear him on TV or radio or podcasts or whatever, that's exactly how he is in a private conversation. So Ted Nugent and I met through Commissioner of Agriculture for the state of Texas, Mr. Sid Miller. Sid Miller, he came out. We had lunch out here in Las Vegas during the national finals rodeo last year. Commissioner Miller and I hit it off. We started talking agriculture and how it applies to not only Texas, but certainly in Nevada. And then Sid Miller endorsed me. And Ted Nugent is actually Sid Miller's campaign manager for his agricultural commission campaigns. So he put me in touch with Ted, and we hit it off, and he came out for me. So Ted's a great guy, and I'm glad he's on our team.
I want to ask you just in our final couple of minutes, the budget, the economy. I mean, the Dow was up 469, I think, today. It's been an amazing run. We're less than 2,000 points on the Dow below where we were at the high water mark. But you've got a plan, and you're one of the few candidates that actually has a plan for all of this. Can you talk about that? I've only got about 90 seconds.
Absolutely. So, people go to my website, sampetersthenumber4congress.com, sampetersforcongress.com. There's a number of plans out there, not only under the Issues tab, but under, if you click on News, there's a bunch of news releases out there. Talking about the plan, we're going to bring jobs back to, we're going to bring manufacturing back to the United States. I've got a plan to look at the 87% of federal land here in Nevada. I've talked to numerous local officials and business people on what we can do with the land that is currently controlled by the federal government that our current congressman wants to continue to take away and not give back to Nevada. We've got a plan for that. We're going to bring, again, manufacturing back from overseas to the United States, specifically in pharmaceuticals and high-tech type industries, and get people in Nevada to work in a diverse economy. That's, you know, gaming is incredibly important, obviously, but as we learned over the last 10 weeks, we have to have some diversity here in Nevada. And as a congressman, I'm going to work to make sure that that happens. So,
Okay. Tell me how this thing's going to work tomorrow night. Is it possible we're not going to know tomorrow night or the night after that or the night after that or even the night after that who won?
Yeah, so there's a likelihood of that. I mean, the Secretary of State has 10 days to certify the election. Each of the counties have 7 days to certify each county. I can tell you that 31, as of this morning, 31,000 Republicans have already voted in this primary. The high water mark for a primary in Republicans for CD4 was, I think, 32,000. The polls are open all day tomorrow, so there'll be a couple more thousand. So as of those 7 o'clock tomorrow night, I do believe the bulk of the results will be in, and they'll be released through the media just like any other normal election night. And we'll have a good indication tomorrow night, I think, who's taking this home.
Hey, Sam, thanks so much. I know you and Melissa and the entire family have worked so hard on this. You got one day to go before the next phase, if you will. Thanks so much, man. I really appreciate it. And I know we'll talk again soon.
Thank you, Kevin. You're awesome. Keep it up, buddy.
Sam Peters, candidate for Congress, CD4. Coming up, something that we love doing, and it's called our wall-to-wall free-for-all. It's where you call in and you tell us what it is you want to talk about. For the last, 2.5 hours, we've been talking about what I wanted to talk about. We're going to give you the opportunity to talk about what you want to talk about. Here's the number, 844, the number 2, Nevada. That number's not any different. 844-263-8232. Or here in Las Vegas, 702-866-6700. That's 702-866-6700. I'm Kevin Wall. So good to have you with us. Gosh, I can't believe I get to say this. Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
Well, at 5:30, as we take a look at the traffic cams right now, we're getting some backups on the Beltway. 215 westbound, that's at the 15 interchange. Also, 215 east at Valley Verde. Some lane restrictions as you work your way through there. Also, we're getting some slow flows in the resort area near the stadium. 15 south at Russell. Also, northbound 15 at Desert Inn. You'll tap the brakes as you work your way through there. Remember, tonight, the 15 North off-ramp to Martin Luther King closes at 8 p.m. They're doing some construction work there. And there's also some road work on Interstate 15 South. That is between Silverado Ranch and Star Avenue.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauley. Some UNLV athletes are starting to return to campus today as athletes in the sports of football, women's soccer, and volleyball are allowed to start returning to campus today, while men's and women's basketball, cross country, and men's soccer can return starting next Monday. There are a number of guidelines that are going to be put in place for these student athletes, including a self-quarantine for 14 days prior to any voluntary workouts. Also, student athletes will be required to complete daily symptom screenings and temperature checks upon entering any facility for a workout. And all athletes and coaches will undergo mandatory coronavirus testing. This Sports Flash driven by Jeep, brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauley on AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio done right.
The final season of inventory is happening now at Copperleaf. Experience the finest in traditional Western living and great outdoor recreation with your gorgeous 1 to 3+ acre mountainside home site. Priced from only $79.9. Plus, for a limited time, pay no closing costs. This spectacular mountain paradise offers pristine Rocky Mountain views, private access to the historic Shoshone River for incredible blue ribbon trout fishing, a prime location next to the entrance of Yellowstone Park for hiking, sightseeing, and nature walks, plus modern amenities including central water and sewer, underground electric, and more. During your private Copperleaf tour, you can choose to drive your own vehicle or take advantage of our safe and sanitary tour options. Call 866-935-2636 and ask how to take a live video tour of your beautiful 1 to 3+ acre mountainside home site, priced from only $79.9 at Copperleaf. Don't wait. 866-935-2636 to take a live video tour of Copperleaf, or visit copperleafwyoming.com.
AM 670 KMZQ.
This is Coronavirus 411, giving you the latest news and updates, just the facts.
Some positive news from the Bureau of Labor Statistics to start the weekend. The unemployment rate fell to 13.3, down from 14.7. The mayor of New York City said he will make the coronavirus test free for all of New York City. Researchers in the Netherlands have found that patients with some of the worst COVID-19 outcomes had low vitamin K. The spokeswoman for the World Health Organization said the COVID-19 crisis is not over yet and won't be until there is no virus anywhere in the world. Universal Orlando reopened to the public today with temperature checks, masks required, social distancing, and other precautions.
For the latest information on COVID-19, go to cdc.gov/coronavirus or ask your smart speaker for the Coronavirus 411 podcast.
AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right. This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us. On day one of this next radio adventure for me, those of you that don't know, my name is Kevin Wall, and I moved to Las Vegas in 2011, worked at CBS Radio there, and then moved on to the place down the street and for 5 years. So I'm like nine years into my tenure here in Las Vegas. And this is a true story. When I was being recruited to Las Vegas, I was working at the time doing talk radio in San Antonio, Texas. And they brought me out, and we had lunch. And it was a really nice lunch. I forget where we went, but it was really nice. And one of the guys, not the general manager of the radio station, but one of the sales managers, said, "Hey, Kev, have you always wanted to live and work in Las Vegas, the entertainment capital of the world?" I said, "No." And I used to travel here. I used to travel here on a fairly regular basis because I covered, at the time I was doing sports, and I covered the Las Vegas Americans. Any of you that remember you know, Yilmaz Orhan and the Las Vegas Americans, we used to fly in here and party for a couple of days, play a game, maybe two games. It was great. It was fun. But it wasn't one of the places I said, you know, I really got to move there. I really got it. It's not one of the places that I would, but can I tell you something? I've had so many opportunities to leave. I've been blessed that I get offers all the time to either do network stuff or to, and I just like what I'm doing. And I always tell people, and they always snicker, but it's really true, that the best 3 hours of the day for me are the 3 hours that I get to spend with you. And that brings us to what we're doing now. It's called our wall-to-wall free-for-all. This is where you call in. You tell me what it is that means something to you. You know, we've been talking about elections and about, policing and COVID-19. We've talked all about those things. But there may be something that we're missing. And we're going to give you that opportunity right now. Here's the number, 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. In Las Vegas, it's 702-866-6700. And, in fact, let's begin with Clinical Carl. Clinical Carl has made the trek all the way down the street to here. Carl, what's going on, man?
Yeah, how you doing? How you doing, buddy?
Well, now I said at the end of last week, I said a lot of you are going to follow me to my next destination, and even the people that disagree with me from time to time, and you would fit in that category.
Let me tell you this, okay? Actually, the inside story is I had a contact who found out actually why you left the last station and went to this one is to try to get rid of me, but
personally,
I keep
showing
up like a bad dream, like a nightmare.
That's true. True to form, you made it onto our first day show. Are you stalking me?
Yeah. Well, yeah. No. Like I told you, screener, I'm one of your biggest supporters.
There you go.
Just like a J strap.
That's
a bad joke.
Very quickly, what else do you want to talk about?
Okay, very quickly. I'm so glad to see finally that all the top generals, admirals, top military men are finally discovering what a wonderful, great man is in the Oval Office. Little by little, as they're finding out and they're seeing what a phony the man is, what he really is, and how dangerous he is to the government, to the country. We do not need a dictatorship in this country, even though he tries to say he's not, he's a wannabe dictator, and it shows. He wants to control the military. He wants to set the military on the American public, and it's all against the law, actually.
Hey, Carl, you just don't understand. You just don't understand. This president gave all 50 governors the option of what to do, how to do it, whether to open, whether to not reopen. This president said, you know, this is not a one size fits all. What happens in New York is peculiar to New Yorkers. And what's happening here in Nevada is different. In South Dakota, in Alabama, it's all different. This guy's not trying to become a tyrant or a dictator. Now I will tell you this: when you're on federal lands, it's a different story than living in the state of Iowa. I'll just tell you, it's different. Much different. So that, by the way, is your first taste of Clinical Carl. It will not be your last. He's one of these guys that loves talk radio, and I'm glad he does. One of the things that we've tried to do, and what Marty Bash and Will Kemp and all the folks here at Kemp Broadcasting have done, they wanted to expand. the conservative local talk. Right now, this is the only conservative local talk show on Las Vegas radio. And by the way, I'm so glad you're with us. Stick around. More to do. We'll get to more of your calls coming up. Here's the number, 844, the number 2, Nevada, 844-263-8232. Here in Las Vegas, the number 702-866-6700. You might agree with Clinical Carl, and that's okay. If you don't, give me a call. That's fine, too. I'm Kevin Wall. You are listening to AM 670 KMZQ.
Blend of breaking news, interesting views, and informative interviews. The Jim Bohannon Show, weeknights from 7 to 10 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
At Castle Insurance Group, their mission is to make life easier for you and your business. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Instead of you taking the time to hunt down the best prices for your homeowners, auto, and business insurance, the pros at Castle Insurance Group do all the hard work for you, and it won't cost you a penny more. The folks at Castle Insurance Group don't represent just one insurance carrier. They can look for the lowest prices and best coverage from a host of carriers. Name brands like Progressive, Nationwide, Travelers, Safeco, Dairyland, and many more. At Castle Insurance Group, they make buying insurance easy. Just a 10-minute phone call with a Castle Insurance Group representative, and you can get the lowest rates and the best coverage. You kick back and relax, and they do all the heavy lifting. Call my friends at Castle Insurance Group, 702-714-1060. Remember, the quote is absolutely free. That's 702-714-1060. One more time, 702-714-1060. That's Castle Insurance Group.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor of Nevada. As the owner of Las Vegas Psychery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. During the COVID-19 business shutdown, the Department of Homeland Security has categorized bicycle shops as essential businesses. We've been servicing a lot of bikes to help people get their two-wheeled transportation up and running. Many people who are losing their jobs are now using their bicycles for transportation. They don't have money for their car or their insurance, so they'll use a bike to get around. Our community is also using them as a way to get outdoors, stay in shape, and enjoy the fresh air. If you need help dusting off the cobwebs and getting on your bike, we're here to service you curbside from 9 to 5 daily. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215, as well as the Bonneville Transit Center downtown Las Vegas. Our phone number is 702-596-2953.
Hi, I'm Jim Small, and I'm running for State Assembly in District 2. I grew up instilled with the values of hard work, giving back to the community, and spending money wisely. District 2 wants a representative in Carson City that will fight high taxes and regulations that hurt businesses and the livelihood of everyday Nevadans. I have carried those values all of my life, and I have the necessary experience to do the job. My name is Jim Small, and I'm running to be your assemblyman in District 2. Remember, think big, vote small. Paid for by Jim for Nevada.
Hi, this is Ray DiNardi from Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas. The state of Nevada has deemed auto sales to be an essential business, so our showroom, parts, and service departments are open to meet your needs Monday through Friday. We are taking extraordinary measures to protect you and our employees. However, to make your vehicle buying experience safe and easy, we encourage you to make your purchase on FindleyJoyDrive.com. We even offer home or curbside delivery to minimize personal contact.
Hear that sound? After you've been hurt in a wreck, that's the sound of the value of your case going down. Every second you wait to get medical treatment and to get a lawyer can greatly affect the value of your case.
After you've been hurt in a wreck, stop the clock by calling Lerner & Rowe. We'll immediately get working on your case, getting you the medical treatment you need, and in most cases, with no out-of-pocket expenses, even if you don't have health insurance.
Lerner & Rowe is the way to go. Call 877-1500.
Scott Guido, managing attorney. Kevin Rowe is only licensed in Arizona, New Mexico, Oregon, Washington, and Illinois.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip on AM 670 KMZQ. Kevin Wall with you. So good to have you with us. This is day one. If Marty Bash will have me back, I'll be back for day two tomorrow between 3 and 6:02. You never know. Broadcasting is a little, little different. I'll tell you what, let's get to your calls. What we do in this final part of the show is we give you the option of talking about what it is you want to talk about. For the first 2.5 hours, we talk about essentially what I want to talk about. It's the news of the day. It's what's been happening while you've been working. But in our final segment, we always make sure that we're talking about what you want to talk about, and we give you that opportunity. Here's the number, 844, the number 2-NEVADA. That's 844-263-8232. Here in Las Vegas, 702-866-6700. Let's go to Pat in Vegas. Pat, you're up and you're on. Go right ahead.
Hey, Kevin. Thanks so much for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
Didn't call to solve any world problems. Just want to congratulate you on your new gig and welcome you. I have been following you since you came to town. And when you left your, KXNT?
Yep.
I thought, oh, the poor guy is going against Rush Limbaugh. And I listened for a few days. I thought, Rush is the king, but you're local, and you tell me what I want to hear. And you've got different angle. I liked it. And then you're here now. And
Can I ask you, Pat? And by the way, thank you so much. That is so incredibly kind of you. Have you listened to AM 670 KMZQ much over the years?
I do. I love Gork.
Oh, Gorka. Can I tell you something? Sebastian Gorka, I've interviewed him a couple of times. So fascinating, so smart.
We get him
for three straight hours, which is absolutely, that's so cool.
Now you're against my other buddy, Mark Levin, and I love him to death too, but I can watch him on TV at night.
I was just going to say.
I can't listen to you in the morning like I used to because I drive a truck and don't have a radio in my truck, but this is going to be great for me. I'm loving it.
I love it too. Hey, thank you so much, Pat. I appreciate the call. That's Pat from Las Vegas. Never talked to him. I don't think he ever called our old show. It's interesting, though, that I worked for CBS Radio for 4 or 5 years and had a great time. I mean, they're the ones that actually recruited me to Las Vegas. And then I ended up down the street. And then a great opportunity here from Marty Bash and Will Kemp and all the folks here who have been so nice to me. Gosh, this is like from a job perspective, like new car smell. It's kind of like new show smell. And it's so good. And Jim Dallas has graciously agreed to put up with my bad puns. And he's a solid professional. I love that. So Jim, thank you.
I used to listen to you at the other show station too. Every now and then.
I was going to say that's good. Well, now you get to sit across the board from me, and we're going to have so much fun. We're going to have so much fun. Jim Dallas, he's been a fixture in this town for how long? For how many years?
About 25 years.
25 years.
Yeah.
You think maybe I can get 25 years in?
You've been here for,
yeah. Yeah. I came here in 2011. Yeah, okay. That's cool. I want you to hear, and it's one of the real advantages to work an afternoon drive as opposed to middays, is that there's so much that goes on around the world, in Washington, here in the state of Nevada. There's so much that goes on. We're going to go to cut four. Because I want you to hear how good it has been. The Dow was up 469 points. It's up over 27,500. Do you know what the high water mark of our economy, of the Dow, in the best times under President Trump? 29,500. We are now at 27,500. I mean, this is incredible. And this was Kayleigh McEnany at the White House press briefing They don't do as many of them as anymore, do they? And by the way, I'm glad they don't. I wouldn't want to give those snooty White House press corps people any platform. I mean, I'm sorry, but I wouldn't. But this was Kayleigh McEnany in a rare White House press briefing, making the case that President Trump is truly the jobs president.
The transition to greatness has officially begun. Friday's jobs report was encouraging, to say the absolute least. The jobs in this country, we had more than 2.5 million added. The prediction was that 7.5 million jobs would be lost. This was a 10 million swing toward the positive side, and in fact, the greatest number of jobs created in a single month on record. That is extraordinary. 225,000 manufacturing jobs, 464,000 construction jobs, and 1.2 million leisure and hospitality jobs were all added in May. Beyond that, the number of workers who reported being on temporary layoffs decreased by 2.7 million in May. And more than that, and this was a great number that was pointed out to me today by the CEA, 300,000 jobs were created for Black Americans in particular. That's in May, and that was a 1.7% increase. So very encouraging numbers there from the CEA that they highlighted for me, BLS numbers that they highlighted. May's jump in average weekly hours also is an encouraging sign, because increasing hours is a sign that employers need to hire more workers to meet demand. For all private sector employees, average weekly hours increased by 0.5% to 34.7 hours, the highest level since the series began in 2006. 73% of small businesses are open. That is up from the 52% right before the April jobs report reference period. Also, workplace visits are up roughly 40% from its pandemic low. The stock market is absolutely soaring. We saw with the S&P that it had its greatest 50-day rally in history. The Dow, likewise, is also booming. The markets clearly have confidence in President Trump, the jobs president who created the hottest economy in modern history once and will do it again.
Doesn't that make you feel good? With all the bad news that we've had over the last 3 months, isn't it nice to hear some good news? And that's why I wanted to bring that to you. Stick around. More to do. I'm Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ.
Breaking news, newsmakers, and political heavy hitters, all before the sun comes up. The Hugh Hewitt Show, weekday mornings from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by Friends of Scott Hammond.
Let's face it, these are challenging times. Hey, Kevin Wall here for SRT Special Services. Since 2014, SRT Special Services has provided Southern Nevada businesses with executive protection, safe rooms, residential security, and more. Now, in the COVID-19 era, it's important to know who's coming into your place of business. Ask the pros at SRT Special Services about the Liberty AI for facial recognition and thermal scanning. The Liberty AI can let you know if the next customer through your front door is running a temperature, protecting your employees, your customers, and your corporate liability. Facial recognition and temperature scanning technology has been out there for years. Now, the security pros at SRT Special Services can offer the Liberty AI at a price that even small mom-and-pop businesses can afford. Deals with the general public, you need the Liberty AI from SRT Special Services. Call 702-221-1942. That's 702-221-1942. Call today.
Hi, I'm Sawyer Silberkraus. My dad, Steven Silberkraus, is running for university regent. He wants to make sure that every kid like me can get a good education. Please vote for my dad, Steven Silberkraus.
for a university region. He'll do a good job for you. Paid for by friends for Steven Silberkraus. I love you, Dad.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us on this initial effort. My name is Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us. Tell you what, let's go to TK. TK, you're up. Go right ahead.
Hey, Kevin, I wanted to say congratulations on your move.
Thank you.
Thank you for being such a bright spot of a day, because during the COVID-19, when you're stuck in your home, it was always nice to be able to listen to somebody that was always uplifting. And I felt that. I wanted to say thank you to you. And between you and congressional candidate Sam Peters, I have to tell you, it wasn't bad being, you know, stuck in the house, considering that I had people that were always so positive, and that is you and Sam.
Oh, God bless you. God bless you. TK, by the way, how do you think it's going to go tomorrow?
Well, I'm biased, and I like to say every time I've met anybody on behalf of Sam Peters, everybody was favorable. We have, as you know, 8 people in this particular race, but Sam stands out. He was endorsed by former Speaker of the House, Newt Gingrich. That was a big plus for Sam.
Hey, TK, come on. Okay. Let's talk about the big one. Newt's yesterday's news. Ted Nugent.
Yeah, but let me
rock and roll.
Let me tell you about this one. He also got last week, which was SEALPAC, and the chairman of SEALPAC is Robert O'Neill, who's the gentleman who got one of the worst enemies of the world, and that was Osama bin Laden.
Yeah.
So when they came out and endorsed Sam, they understand, because they want conservative veterans in Congress, and they knew Sam was the guy. So I was happy about that.
I think that's great. TK, I am so glad you called. Thank you so much. And don't make yourself scarce. I want to hear from you, okay?
I will, Kevin. I just want to say I love you.
There you go. I love you too, TK. Yeah, I tell you. A lot of folks who have been with us for a number of years. You know what's interesting, and I'm going to see if I have time to do this, but this is one of those things. There are people, and I know this because I've talked to people, and they say, well, what do you do? Well, I'm a talk show host. And they go, wait a minute, Kevin Wall? No, I used to listen to you on KXNT, on CBS, and then you went away. Do you know that I've been somewhere for the last 5 years? Well, no. So there are a lot of people that are going to be new to the show, and that's great. That's dynamite. I love it. There are others of you that are going to follow me from my previous location, and there are going to be some of you that thought I died, and now I'm doing the resurrection broadcast. Yeah. I am so excited. This was just day one, folks. It gets better from here. Trust me. Thanks to Jim Dallas. You did a magnificent job walking me through this thing. I couldn't have done it without you, man. Honestly. We'll do it all again tomorrow, 3 o'clock. Till then, I'm Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ.
Testing live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.